Vince, how are you?
I'm well, Tony. How are you this morning?
Nice to be speaking
with you again.
I'm doing very well. Do I have your title correct?
You do.
All right. Man, I'd like to get your office cards or your cards, do the printing for them. I'd make a ton of cash if I billed by the letter. Well, listen, the MEEP scores were released yesterday. Tell us about this. They're down in the area. We'll get more into that, but they were released yesterday. Tell us what you learned.
Well, we got a really nice snapshot, as we do every year, of kind of how we're doing as a state overall in terms of the five content areas that we assess every year: reading, math, science, social studies, and writing. And so the main thing about this year's release is, like we talked about last time you and I visited, after the state board approved raising our cut scores on these assessments, this is the first time we've had a chance to look at those in light of the new cut scores, and then also we've applied those to the prior 3 years of data as well. So every school and district will have 4 years of data to look at progress over time in light of the new cut scores.
Well, the new scoring system has fewer testing as proficient. Was that to be expected?
Definitely, yes. Raising the bar significantly as we did, we had a lot of great input and support from Michigan educators on this process. And really what we're trying to get at here is from, where MEEP cut scores or achievement standards were set before, which is give us an indicator of the basic academic skills students would need to be successful in entering, going to work on the line in a traditional manufacturing thing. And over time, having conversations about how that's moved in our economic picture to more advanced manufacturing, higher levels of academic preparedness required for students to be successful in whatever type of post-secondary educational experience they require, whether it be workforce training, college program. The basic academic skills required to be successful are higher. And so these cut scores are very much in line with what we've been talking about on our Michigan Merit Examination in terms of college readiness, workforce readiness benchmarks over the past 3 years. And so now we're able to have that same conversation with our assessments that we administer in grades 3 through 8.
But we had to get better, correct? Because there are states around the country that are doing better. There are countries around the world that are doing better. So in order for us to do better, we just got to raise the bar.
You've got it. And it's, this is one piece of that puzzle. This gives us a more accurate picture of where we're at in terms of assessments that are given nationally or internationally. It helps us have a conversation with other states. But this just shows us really where we're at. To actually get there, we have to have additional conversations like the State Board of Education had on Tuesday about the resources required, what we need to do to provide supports for instruction and curriculum that will help us close this gap and make some improvements.
Well, this information is stunning if you compare the 2010 numbers to the 2011 numbers. When you look at the leading school districts around the mid-Michigan area, Okemos, Williamston, East Lansing, I could go on and on and on. The numbers are down. How long do these districts get before they will find some trouble from your department to get these test scores back up?
Well, that's an ongoing conversation. We have different accountability mechanisms, such as AYP, where these types of scores are factored into. We strongly encourage folks, if they have questions about schools or districts in their area, to look at our myschooldata.org portal, where you can pull up detailed profiles for schools and districts across the state and look at this type of MEEP information, which is just one of many pieces of information that go into overall, how we think of school performance.
Did you know this was coming?
In terms of the proficiency?
Correct.
Pieces? Yes, we did. And last time you and I spoke was around this conversation we had about the drop in proficiency with the State Board of Education. And there we had some ideas. As I mentioned, we've been having this conversation about college readiness and post-secondary readiness for our Michigan Merit Exam for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of data there that we applied to MEEP scores and gave the board and the public at that time some real strong impact of what this would look like, and it turned out to be quite accurate.
How much pressure is being put on teachers to develop their skills more? Because obviously they're going to have to find ways to teach the kids in a more efficient manner.
Definitely, that's a rich part of the accountability conversation. Our state superintendent Mike Flanagan has been having a lot of conversations as well with our institutions of higher education who are responsible for preparing educators that are coming into this new environment and the types of skills and abilities that they need to have in order to meet this higher bar. And then, as the board discussed on Tuesday. And their recommendations and resolution about the governor's budget proposal to really look at the school funding, school resources we need to provide opportunities for the professional development that educators need to really dig into the data, figure out what issues or what areas of mathematics or science or social studies that we're not quite where we need to be yet, and then how to connect that to instruction and tie it all to individual student improvement and growth.
All right, and next year, hopefully, we'll start catching up.
We're optimistic. We think we are having a lot of the right conversations. We're engaged in a lot of real strong education reform efforts, and we have a lot of reasons to be optimistic about the professionalism we see with our educators. We do have some real positive news. When you look at over the four-year trend line, if you look at reading, for example, we're seeing strong growth in reading over the past 4 years, and so we have a lot of reasons to be optimistic as we go forward.
All right, Vince, before I let you go, is there a resource people can go to check out these scores?
Really strongly encourage all your listeners, Tony, to look at this myschooldata.org website where you can look at assessment results. You can look at detailed district and school profiles across the state. There's a ton of great information there.
Thanks so much, Vince.
You bet. Talk to you soon.